Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your daily dose of dopamine reset. Ever feel like you're walking on a tightrope, one misplaced step away from snapping? We've all been there. That red mist descends, anger boils over, and frustration feels like it could swallow us whole. But what if I told you that anger and frustration aren't enemies to be vanquished, but powerful allies waiting to be understood? And today, we're diving deep into the world of these fiery emotions, learning how to manage them, harness their energy, and ultimately use them to fuel positive change. First things first, let's talk about why anger and frustration are so dang prevalent in our fast-paced lives. We're constantly bombarded with information, deadlines, and expectations. It's like a never-ending game of keep up or fall behind. It's no wonder we feel the pressure building. Remember that time you were stuck in traffic, phone dying, and then missed your favorite show? Yeah, those moments can really light the fuse. But instead of viewing anger as this negative monster, let's think of it as a signal, a beacon screaming, "Hey, something isn't right." It's telling us that our boundaries are being crossed, our needs aren't being met, or our values are being challenged. That can be incredibly valuable information, even if it comes wrapped in a fiery package. Now, understanding is only half the battle. We need practical tools to navigate these emotions effectively. Number one, pause before you react. Ever said something you regretted 5 seconds later? It happens to the best of us. Take a deep breath, count to 10, whatever helps you hit the pause button and avoid saying or doing things you'll later regret. Think about it like this. Anger is a wave, and we don't need to be swept away by it. We can choose to ride it out, learn from it, and emerge stronger on the other side. Secondly, identify your triggers. What sets you off? Is it traffic, certain people, or feeling overwhelmed? Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for managing them. Maybe it's listening to calming music when you're in traffic, or setting boundaries with people who tend to push your buttons. Remember, awareness is power. Number three, express your anger constructively. Bottling things up never works. It just builds pressure and eventually explodes. Find healthy outlets for your frustration, like exercise, journaling, or talking to a trusted friend. Think about it like this. Pent-up anger is like a balloon that's being inflated. Eventually, it's going to burst. Let's find ways to release that energy safely and effectively. Number four, practice empathy. Often, our anger stems from feeling misunderstood or unheard. Putting yourself in other people's shoes can help you see things from their perspective and diffuse the situation. Remember, everyone is fighting their own battles, even if they don't seem like it. And finally, number five, cultivate self-compassion. It's okay to feel angry. It's a human emotion. Don't beat yourself up for feeling it. Instead, treat yourself with kindness and understanding. Remember that learning to manage anger is a journey, not a destination. There will be bumps along the way, but keep practicing, keep learning, and celebrate your progress. Think about that time you were really frustrated. Maybe a project went south or there was a misunderstanding with a friend. You probably felt your heart racing, your body tense up, and your mind spinning. But what if I told you, instead of letting that frustration control you, you could actually use it to fuel positive change? Imagine this, you're working on a project, and things aren't going as planned. You feel that familiar surge of frustration. Instead of giving in to anger and getting stuck, you take a deep breath, acknowledge the feeling, and ask yourself, "What can I learn from this situation?" Maybe it highlights a weakness in your planning or reveals an area where you need more support. This shift in perspective allows you to turn frustration into a catalyst for growth and improvement. So, here's the takeaway. Anger and frustration aren't roadblocks. They're detours that lead us to new perspectives and opportunities. By understanding them, managing them effectively, and harnessing their energy, we can transform these challenging emotions into powerful tools for personal growth and positive change. Remember, you've got this. Nobody. Don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode. What are some strategies that work for you when dealing with anger or frustration? Leave a comment below, join the conversation on social media, or even better, share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights. And as always, keep chasing those dopamine highs, folks. Until next time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.